Good afternoon, 4:30 and 80 degrees in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Dan Conte.
They built back the bank after the tornado with geothermal energy, bioswales, and integrated concrete forms.
A spokesman says the Commercial Bank of West Liberty will receive an award tomorrow for its energy-efficient reconstruction after the devastating tornado of 2012. Ohio's Attorney General is asking for help in a multi-murder investigation, and Congressman Hal Rogers doesn't think the federal government can afford to spend $1 trillion on infrastructure. The Reds try to snap their 9-game losing streak in Atlanta this evening. Bud Luke has the stocks. Isolated showers tonight. Low of 59. The complete check of the forecast after this news. Ohio's Attorney General and the Pike County Sheriff are asking for help in the ongoing investigation into the 2016 execution-style killings of 8 members of the Roden family. Mike DeWine and Sheriff Charles Reeder say they'd like information on 4 people who used to live on Peterson Road in Peebles, Ohio. Those individuals are 24-year-old Edward Wagner, 25-year-old George Wagner IV, 46-year-old Angela Wagner, and 46-year-old George Wagner III. DeWine says the family is believed to be living in Alaska today. He says investigators are interested in receiving information regarding any interactions, conversations, dealings, or transactions that the public may have had with the Wagners, whether they were personal, business, or otherwise. DeWine says the information could include, but is not limited to, vehicles, firearms, and ammunition. He says people can call the Ohio AG's tip line at 1-855-BCI-OHIO or the Pike County Sheriff's Office. WSAZ is reporting that deputies in Lawrence County, Ohio, are investigating a Sunday shooting. Police say 25-year-old Daniel Lyons was shot in the stomach about 11:30 last night at a home in Chesapeake. The incident reportedly took place in the 300 block of Township Road. Lyons' wound is not described as life-threatening. Deputies are holding the alleged shooter on an unrelated charge as they continue their probe. A Northern Kentucky community has a new resource in the fight against the heroin epidemic. Ted Werben says it's getting some help from across the river.
Boone County Sheriff spokesman Tom Shebin says the initiative, called a quick response team, has seen success in neighboring Ohio. The team of 3, including a specially trained sheriff's deputy, an emergency medical services representative, and an addiction services counselor, will visit those who overdosed and provide them with resources to fight their addiction.
That is Ted Werben of the Kentucky News Network. The Moorhead Post of the Kentucky State Police opened more criminal cases last month and made more arrests compared to April. According to the KSP's latest report, troopers opened 79 criminal cases and made 219 arrests in May. They opened 71 cases in April and made 177 criminal arrests. DUI citations dropped to 13 last month compared to 17 in April. Figures show that there were more traffic collisions in May, 49, compared to 37 the previous month. Even though it's not open yet, the executive director of the Moorhead Rowan County Economic Development Council says the new Center for Advanced Manufacturing has already become a great tool for him as he works to lure new industry to the area. The center will be part of the new $28 million home of the Rowan campus of Maysville Community and Technical College, which is being constructed inside the MMRC Industrial Park off Kentucky 801. According to Bob Helton, he's already talking up the center when he meets with manufacturers potentially interested in locating in Rowan County.
Oh, absolutely, particularly in on the aerospace side and even more so on the automotive side, to be able to handle the robotics and do the maintenance and the programming of the robotic equipment that's used in manufacturing now is very important. And then we are having conversation with folks like that.
The new Rowan campus of Maysville Community and Technical College is expected to open in January. Even though the Kentucky Cabinet for Economic Development has already reached a milestone this year, its officials are not satisfied. John Bevington is the Cabinet's Deputy Commissioner for Business Development. He says the goal this year was to announce $5.1 billion in new business investment in Kentucky.
Through the end of May in this year, we've announced $5.8 billion worth of investment. So we've already reached our goal. There's none of us that are saying, okay, well, we've reached the goal and now let's kind of take a rest. I mean, in all honesty, it's actually picked up since we made that announcement.
Bevington says now the cabinet has its sights set on increasing direct foreign investment in Kentucky by 20% annually over the next 3 years. Major domestic investments announced already this year include Toyota in Georgetown, Amazon in northern Kentucky, and Brady Industries in Greenup County. State Representative Al Gentry says he's a strong supporter of Kentucky's efforts to develop a more skilled labor force. However, the Jefferson County Democrat says since taking office in January, he's concluded that those initiatives should include an even more refined component.
I noticed in about March of this year that I probably ought to focus in another area, which is workforce opportunities for people with disabilities. It's a very high-growing sector of our population and probably will continue to be as we move forward and improve our medical advances.
Gentry says he'd like to see more ambitious pursuit of federal grants to train people with disabilities. He lost an arm at the age of 28 in an industrial accident and is the founder of the North American One-Armed Golfer Association. A Morgan County bank will be honored tomorrow. Destroyed during a 2012 tornado, the Commercial Bank in West Liberty will receive a Gold Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design, or LEED Award, from the U.S. Green Building Council for becoming much more energy efficient after it was rebuilt. Bobby Clark is the president of the Sustainable Business Venture Corporation, which has assisted businesses in the West Liberty area acquire funding from the Appalachian Regional Commission for green entrepreneur projects. According to Clark, earning a Gold LEED Award is a significant accomplishment.
I don't know how many buildings in Kentucky have this certification, but many are starting to see the value. If you can have whatever building you have as energy efficient, you don't have to spend more money on your energy bills, and that money can stay in Morgan County and be spent by the bank and others right there in West Liberty.
Even though the Commercial Bank's new building is much larger than its previous one, the facility has reduced its utility bills by 40% to 45%. A public forum intended to strengthen the bond between agriculture and manufacturing is scheduled next week in Bath County. It's among three meetings across the state scheduled by Agriculture Commissioner Ryan Quarles. The initiative has been labeled LAND, or Linking Agriculture for Networking and Development, and is taking place at the Bath County Cooperative Extension Center in Owingsville. It begins at 10:30. Quarles says the forums will enable stakeholders to build mutually beneficial relationships that will generate income and jobs in their communities. The goal, he points out, is to expand the supply chain for agricultural products in the manufacturing sector. Kentucky Congressman Hal Rogers says he favors the Trump administration's push for $1 trillion in infrastructure improvements across the country. However, the Somerset Republican says the federal, state, and local governments don't have the money to make that happen. Rogers serves on the House Appropriations Committee and made his comments last week to U.S. Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao. He says the plan may want to incorporate creative ways to leverage private investment.
For example, Indiana, 10 years ago or so, sold the cross-state toll road for billions of dollars. And then use those proceeds to build the roads around the rest of the state.
Secretary Chao says the president is considering selling off some public assets to pay for the improvements. She says Mr. Trump wants to use $200 billion in federal money to induce $800 billion in private investment. The owners of a Boyd County landfill are trying to delay the deadline for construction of a gas plant. MSPR's Arlo Barnett has details.
2 years ago, the Big Run landfill agreed to stricter emissions restrictions, which included stopping the influx of out-of-state trash by rail, which local residents blamed for persistent odor problems, and building a facility to capture landfill gas and convert it into green energy instead of simply burning it off. The Independent reports EnviroSolutions, the company that owns Big Run, is now seeking to push the deadline for constructing the energy plant back 1 year to December of 2018. Officials say the company, which had agreed to build the plant by this December, backed out this spring, so they've now turned to a new company that needs more time to transport materials from Texas. The order to limit emissions at Big Run was a joint effort of EnviroSolutions, the Boyd Fiscal Court, the Boyd County Environmental Coalition, and the State Energy and Environment Cabinet. All parties except for the Environmental Coalition have approved the deadline extension. I'm Arlo Barnett for MSPR.
As of July 1st, the director for the Rowland campus of Maysville Community and Technical College will have a new job. School President Dr. Stephen Vasek has named Russ Ward as MCTC's Chief Operating Officer. Ward says that means he'll have a lot more work to do.
Things like our IT departments, safety and security, facilities management, leases, be over the other campus directors and work with them. So it'll be... You know, it'll entail a lot more operational duties than I've had.
While he's still maintaining an office at MCTC's Rowland Campus Center, Ward says he'll also have one in Maysville. The FBI has scheduled a recruitment event in Louisville to attract more minorities and women to join the agency. Here is KNN's Mike Lindemann.
The Diversity Agent Recruitment Program is part of the FBI's effort to better reflect the communities it serves. The percentage of Black and Hispanic special agents has decreased recently. Louisville Special Agent in Charge Amy Hess says the Bureau wants to address possible causes.
Whether it's given social circumstances or just from hearing from other people, that they might have a misperception about what the FBI does and what we're about.
Pre-application is needed before the July 26th event at the Muhammad Ali Center. I'm Mike Lindemann.
Displays that highlight Kentucky's role in the war to end all wars will be part of this year's Kentucky State Fair. They're being planned by the Kentucky Department for Veterans Affairs in observance of the centennial of World War I. Heather French Henry is deputy commissioner of the agency.
We will have a poppy wall 80 feet long, and it's going to be a way where people can come up. They can actually identify a veteran from their county. They can write the name on the back of a poppy that they will make on site, and they will be pinning to the wall, so it will become an interactive exhibit. We'll talk about World War I technology, you know, the machine gun, the flamethrowers, chemical warfare, aviation, and some of the Kentucky ties into those.
Henry says another part of the exhibit will be a life-sized replica of the Zachary Taylor Barracks, which is being built by Home Depot. This year's Kentucky State Fair takes place from August 17th through the 27th. And here is the weather forecast for the MSPR listing area, including the counties of Lewis, Carter, and McGoffin. Isolated showers before 8 p.m. tonight, mostly clear otherwise, with a low around 59, the chance of precipitation 10%. Tuesday, sunny with a high near 81, partly cloudy Tuesday night with a low around 57. Patchy fog between 7 a.m. and 8 a.m. Wednesday, otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 85. On Wednesday night, look for mostly clear skies with a low around 63, and then on Thursday, mostly sunny and a high around 87. Around the region, it is 83 degrees in Ashland, 80 degrees in Flemingsburg, 79 in Inez, 81 in Winchester, 82 in Lexington, and on the campus of Morehead State University, sunshine and 80 degrees. 445, you are listening to Mountain Edition on Morehead State Public Radio. It's great to have you along on this Monday afternoon. On our feature segment, Delta Dental of Kentucky is providing $1 million to help launch 5 regional networks intended to improve local oral health in those areas. The Kentucky News Connection's Mary Sherman reports.
A new initiative is taking a personalized approach to addressing the unmet oral health care needs of Kentucky kids. The 2016 Oral Health Study of Kentucky's Youth found that while the state has made strides in improving dental care for children, more progress is needed. Delta Dental of Kentucky and Kentucky Youth Advocates are teaming up to launch 5 regional networks to develop localized dental care solutions. Tammy York Day with Delta Dental says the networks will include business leaders, educators, and health professionals working together.
We have the stakeholders and the centers of influence in each of the region who can look and know and live in those communities and see the challenges that face them, and they're going to make recommendations based on what is important in their region.
The study of 3rd and 6th graders found an increase in those who need of early or urgent dental care, and 2 out of 5 have untreated cavities. Delta Dental is providing $1 million to launch the regional networks. Dr. Laura Hancock-Jones with the Kentucky Oral Health Coalition explains that dental health needs vary greatly depending on socioeconomic status and region of the state. She says it's harder to access dental care in some areas, so they'll be examining ways to expand opportunities, such as school-based dental programs.
The best place for a child to receive dental care is in a dental home, but that's nearly impossible in our state with such distribution issues. There are ways that we can work together with existing resources to improve the oral health for Kentucky.
York Day notes oral health care is more than a pretty smile or toothache. It's a critical part of overall health.
We've seen tragedies. Gingivitis entering the bloodstream can negatively impact and cause more premature birth. We've seen brain tumors that were caused by infections that were left untreated. There's a link between periodontal disease and heart disease.
The regional networks are expected to have recommendations for new initiatives to improve oral health care by the fall. This is Mary Sherman, Kentucky News Connection.
448, you are tuned to Mountain Edition on Morehead State Public Radio. All Things Considered from NPR is coming up at 5 o'clock this afternoon, and Braxton has sports right after we take this timeout.
Support for MSPR comes from The Bakery on Main next to Pasquale's on East Main Street in Moorhead. The Bakery on Main prepares made-from-scratch breads, cakes, pies, tarts, and cookies. Glazed, cream and fruit-filled donuts made fresh Monday, Friday, and Saturday. Catering for weddings, birthdays, bridal, and baby showers. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Orders by phone at 606-783-0101 and online at thebakeryonmain.com.
Good afternoon with Morehead State Public Radio Sports. I'm Braxton Howard. Still trying to get things turned around, the Cincinnati Reds will be in St. Petersburg, Florida tonight at 7:10 to open up an interleague series against the Tampa Bay Rays. Manager Brian Price says during the Reds' current 9-game losing streak, their starting pitching staff has been digging holes that their offense just can't climb out of. As an example, Price points to Sunday's 8-7 loss to the Dodgers when his team got behind 8-0 before mounting a comeback.
That's the, you know, has been the biggest challenge the last, you know, 2.5 years is that we played this game a lot. And the thing that we're doing differently this year is that we're, with the offense the way that it is we're able to push our way back into the game, you know, and make it a game.
Scott Feldman takes his 5-5 record to the mound for the Reds, with 4-3 Jake Odorizzi pitching for the Rays. Meanwhile, after another rough outing on Sunday, veteran right-hander Bronson Arroyo believes he'll be having a conversation soon with manager Brian Price about his future with the Reds. The 40-year-old lasted just 3 innings against the Dodgers, allowing 5 runs on 7 hits. Arroyo's record this season is now 3-6 with his ERA at 7.35.
Right now, I'm getting my butt whipped, and, you know, physically, I do have something wrong with me. So, you know what I mean? It is what it is, man. And you know, if I was 25, I'd be probably a little bit more panic-stricken because I would have felt like I hadn't finished up what I felt like would have been my life's work. Sure. But for me at this point, you know, like I said, it's all extra credit, and I feel like I've done what I came to do in this game.
That's Arroyo on Fox Sports Ohio. In his last three starts, he's been tagged for 18 runs on 28 hits in just 13 and one-third innings. Louisville is in the winner's bracket of the College World Series in Omaha. Coach Dan McDonald's Cardinals got there on Sunday by beating Texas A&M 8-4 behind Kobe Fitch's four RBIs.
Very happy to be 1-0. It's the first time in the history of our program. Even though it's something we talk about often, you know, the 1-0-1-0 game, but we're mostly alluding to the regionals, and so I'm obviously very happy, very proud of these guys.
Louisville will play Florida tomorrow night at 7. The Boston Celtics have officially traded the number one pick in this week's NBA draft. Boston will send the Philadelphia 76ers the top pick for the number three pick in this draft, along with a future first rounder from either the Lakers, Kings, or Celtics, or Sixers, rather. Philadelphia is expected to take Markelle Fultz with the first pick. Meanwhile, Paul George has reportedly told the Indiana Pacers that he will be leaving the team next summer in free agency to most likely join the Los Angeles Lakers. Because of that, ESPN is reporting that the Pacers are in trade talks with teams about George, with the Cleveland Cavaliers being the most likely landing spot for the star forward. And Finals MVP Kevin Durant has opted out of his contract with the Golden State Warriors, technically becoming a free agent, but he has told the team that he will re-sign with them. Durant is expected to take about $4 million less on his new contract, giving the Warriors more money to try and re-sign key reserve player Andre Iguodala. The University of Kentucky has self-reported 17 violations by its sports programs. According to the Louisville Courier-Journal, all violations were Level 3 and were handled with in-house punishments accepted by the SEC and NCAA. The men's basketball program reported one violation resulting from a player posting a picture with a recruit on Snapchat. The football program reported two violations, including providing East Mississippi Community College academic advisor Brittany Wagner, star of the Netflix documentary Last Chance U, tickets to a game which was considered a recruiting violation. Women's basketball reported five violations. Women's golf, gymnastics, men's soccer, and swimming and diving all reported two violations each. It was a good weekend for the Kentucky football program, however. Four-star linebacker DeAndre Square became the 12th member of Kentucky's 2018 recruiting class, picking the Cats over Michigan State, Wisconsin, Arizona, and LSU. Kentucky also got a commitment from safety Keontre Smith. The four-star Smith picked Kentucky over Auburn, Louisville, Oklahoma, Oregon, Ole Miss, and Wisconsin. Smith is ranked as the 57th best player in the 2019 class. Just because the Cincinnati Bengals didn't make any changes to their coaching staff in the offseason doesn't mean head coach Marvin Lewis is taking anything for granted. When it comes to making roster decisions and installing new elements to the team's playbook, Lewis says with a new crop of players coming in every year, you can't assume anything.
We have to start from scratch all the time. But I think everybody kind of knows what's expected. I think the coaches and the urgency of them getting the guys going and to the right spots all the time is important. And I think they've done a good job of that.
The Bengals start their 2017 training camp in Cincinnati on July the 29th. Finally in sports, Round County girls soccer coach Alan Evans has some major rebuilding to do with his team before the 2017 campaign starts. Not only did the Lady Vikings lose nine seniors from last year's roster, including team MVP Emily DeMoss, but also a key returning junior.
Unfortunately, we lost Angela Markham to an ACL injury, which may be back late September, and then she might not be cleared. And so you're looking at a starting center mid. And so we have a lot of positions that are open and, you know, going to go through a lot of growing pains the first half of the season.
After going 12-7-1 last season, the Lady Vikings soccer team opens this season with Belfry on August the 26th. That's it for sports. For Morehead State Public Radio, I'm Braxton Howard.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Morehead State Soccer will host a high school team camp July 10th through the 13th and an elite college ID camp on Sunday, July 16th. The camps are designed to help develop soccer players in all aspects of the game. There's more information at 783-2589 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing stock market report for MSU Public Radio. U.S. stocks closed higher as technology stocks recovered from a wobbly performance last week, and the Dow Industrials finished with a gain of 144.71 at 21,528.99. The S&P 500 was up 20.31 at 2453.46, and the NASDAQ Composite was up 87.26 at 6239.01. New York Stock Exchange breadth was 9 to 5 in favor of winning stocks over losers, and both the S&P and the Dow Industrials set new all-time closing highs in trading today. Large cap technology stocks like Facebook, Amazon, Apple, Netflix, and Google parent Alphabet all traded higher. Amazon also hit an all-time high at the opening. Overseas European stocks rose broadly after French President Emmanuel Macron's party won a parliamentary majority. The pan-European Stock 600 index rose 0.7%, while the French CAC 40 advanced nearly 1%. Asian markets rose, with the Nikkei up 0.8% and Shanghai up 0.7%. Before the bell, New York Fed President Bill Dudley said inflation should pick up as wages rise, along with continuing improvement in the labor market. Treasury yields rose in the bond markets today as the benchmark 10-year yield climbed to 2.19%. In the commodities markets, oil was down 1.39%, finishing at $44.12 a barrel. Gold was down 0.8%, finishing at $1,246.30 an ounce. Among Dow Industrial stocks, the best performers were Apple and J.P. Morgan. The worst performers were Travelers and ExxonMobil. In the S&P 500, the best performers were PerkinElmer and Navient, and the worst performers were EQT and Range Resources. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Ashland Global up 59 cents at 67.02, Marathon Petroleum up 50 cents at 54.27, CSX up 52 cents at 53.26, AEP down 36 cents at 72.06, AK Steel up 29 cents at 6.28, and Kroger was up 33 cents to finish at 22.63. Reporting for MSU Public Radio, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Support for MSPR comes from the Round County Farmers Market, a certified Kentucky Proud Market, open 11 a.m. Wednesdays and Saturdays near the Moorhead City Park. The Round County Farmers Market features homegrown fruits and vegetables and assorted canned and baked goods. Farmers Market Nutrition Program, WIC, and senior checks accepted. For more information, call 784-5457. Supporting local farmers, the Round County Farmers Market is Kentucky Proud.
Capping the weather forecast for the MSPR listing area, isolated showers tonight before 8 p.m. Mostly clear with a low around 59. Otherwise, the chance of precipitation is 10%. Tuesday, sunny with a high near 81. Tuesday night, partly cloudy and a low around 57. Wednesday, patchy fog between 7 and 8 o'clock in the morning. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high near 85. Wednesday night, mostly clear, low around 63. Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 87 degrees. Around the region, 83 degrees in Ashland, 80 in Flemingsburg, 79 in Inez, 81 in Winchester, 82 in Lexington, and on the campus of Moorhead State University, it is 80 degrees. And that does it for us on Mountain Edition this afternoon. We had assistance from Chuck Baraz, Ellen Barnett, Arlo Barnett, Chaz Jenkins from our staff, from the Kentucky News Network, Mike Lindemann and Ted Werben. Our feature this afternoon came from the Kentucky News Connections, Mary Sherman. This is Morehead State Public Radio, WMKY Morehead and translator W202 VH Inez. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For all of the MSPR News team, I'm Dan Conte, Morehead State Public Radio News. ATC is next. It's 5 o'clock.